Hey guys, thanks for joining me. It is Sunday, April 19th, 2020. Easter was a week ago. That was the last time I talked to you. I think it was the Thursday before Easter was my last podcast that I made. And I'm sorry it took me so long. Just had a very busy week. And a lot of news has happened. I'm going to give you an update about Corona, not about the statistics, but about the plan moving forward put out by President Trump. I'm going to talk about a new breaking story that was that broke on the 15th, which was Wednesday the 15th. This is my first time talking about it. It's a story about how the coronavirus, how sources are kind of pointing it to a lab in Wuhan. I'm not going to give you the details. I'm going to make you wait on those. I'm going to talk about some Joe Biden gaffes and his upcoming election with Donald Trump and what Donald Trump is going to do to exploit those gaffes and exploit how Joe Biden kind of misspeaks on a lot of things. And then I'm going to talk about all of Donald Trump's accomplishments in his almost 4 years in office. These are going to be pre-coronavirus statistics and accomplishments, obviously. Coronavirus has slowed down his economic successes. The unemployment rate is the highest it's ever been. So we're going to talk about a lot of his accomplishments pre-coronavirus, and then we're going to talk about some things he might be able to do post-coronavirus to jumpstart the economy again. So thank you for joining me. I am Cameron Meinhold, and this is The Cameron Meinhold Show. All right, guys, so as you know, the media narrative surrounding coronavirus has been basically filled with Chinese propaganda. And in a situation like this, everyone tries to make it as bipartisan as you can. This truly is a nonpartisan topic, meaning there should be no politics involved. But I feel like as every natural disaster, even you could say natural disasters, or a pandemic like this, it usually always turns political. And I have changed my mind over the last week that stuff like this is always bound to get political because there are always political downfalls that come from it. And misjudges by political opponents, I guess you could say, of the United States. They usually happen because of this or from this. So as with coronavirus, we're kind of pointing the blame at China. And the blame for China could go two ways. It's one that this was a natural occurrence, but they did not tell the world how bad it was. And then they lied about their how bad it was in China. And the WHO and countries around the world, they supported this narrative. The mainstream media, or the lamestream media in the United States, they have reiterated this Chinese propaganda. Now, let's also note one quick thing. China does not have free press. So, the big difference between the United States and China is that, let's say Donald Trump comes out and says something completely wrong about coronavirus. He tries to say it's not bad. He tries to say there are only 30,000 cases in the United States like China's doing. We have a free press, meaning they could go do their own research and they come out and go, no, we have this many deaths and this many cases. Donald Trump would never do something like that, but if he did, this is what we'd see in the United States. It's the truth, and that's what we have in the United States, the truth. It's what we see in Italy, it's what we see in Spain, it's what we see in Germany, in the Canada, United Kingdom. They all have free presses. They all have journalists that do that and are free to report the news as it should be. Now, in China, they cannot do that. And these free, independent citizen journalists in China, God bless them, they get killed on the streets because they're reporting real news, stuff that China and the communist government of China does not want out. But now, I want to get to a story, breaking news on the 15th from Wuhan. And this is a story that was written by Brett Baer on Fox News. And Brett Baer is like one of the chief correspondents for Fox News and one of the main writers for Fox News. So the headline reads as follows. Sources believe coronavirus outbreak originated in Wuhan lab as part of China's efforts to compete with the United States. huge breaking news, and finally something from the mainstream media. Hate to be the typical Republican here, but Fox News broke it first. You don't see this on CNN or MSNBC. You don't see this. This is coming from Fox News. This is coming from Bret Baier. Okay? Now, this is exclusive. There is increasing confidence that the COVID-19 outbreak likely originated in a Wuhan laboratory, though not as part of a bioweapon, but as part of China's attempt to demonstrate that its efforts to identify and combat viruses are equal to or greater than the capabilities of the United States. Multiple sources who have been briefed on the details of early actions by China's government and seen relevant materials tell Fox News. So just already in that first, the first paragraph of this article really tells you what it's going to be about. Now, this is multiple sources. I'm not coming out of here with no sources or anything like that. This is all from Fox News. So if you don't agree with me or you don't believe me, go to Fox News and complain to them. Okay? This outbreak was made in China. It was manufactured in China, not to take down the rest of the world, but to show that they could make a virus and then find a cure and find a vaccine very quickly, and show the United States and show the world that they could compete with other countries. Now, I want to tell you something, China. Before I read the rest of this article, I want to tell you something. You cannot fake your way to fame. It's not possible. Milli Vanilli tried to do it. You remember the band Milli Vanilli? They tried to fake their way. It was fake music. They didn't make their own music, and they weren't even singing. They tried to fake their way to fame. Does anyone listen to Milli Vanilli anymore? Not at all. Not at all. You cannot fake your way to fame. The United States is great medically because we have amazing doctors who find cures to stuff that no one else in the world could. That's why America is great medically. Continuing on in the article, this may be the costliest government cover-up of all time, one of the sources said. The sources believe the initial transmission of the virus, a natural occurring strain that was being studied there, was bat to human, and that patient zero worked at the laboratory, then went into the population in Wuhan. So coronavirus, this strain of coronavirus, COVID-19, is a natural occurring strain that was studied in the laboratory. Okay, patient zero, the first person that had it, then just went into population, went into general population, and infected hundreds of thousands of people. And you can all trace that back to this patient zero. Okay? The increasing confidence comes from classified and open source documents and evidence, the sources said. Fox News has requested to see the evidence directly. Sources emphasized, as is often the case with intelligence, that is not definitive and should not be characterized as such. Some inside the administration and the intelligence and epidemiological communities are more skeptical, and the investigation is continuing. So obviously this is not fact, okay? Multiple sources are saying this is true. I don't want anyone to take my words or take Fox News' words and just go, this is what Fox News said, this is what Karen Milne said. This is all under multiple sources. I mean, it's still continuing to be investigated. There's no definitive proof that China actually did this, or this is an actual fact that is going around. It's being investigated as such, and it should be. Absolutely, it should be. Okay. What all the sources agree about it is that the extensive cover-up of data and information about COVID-19 orchestrated by the Chinese government. So even if this story is not true, I'm still not going to clear China for covering up how bad it actually is. No way would I do that. Okay. Asked by Fox News' John Roberts about the reporting, President Trump remarked at Wednesday's coronavirus press briefing, that's Wednesday the 15th, more and more we're hearing the story, we are doing a very thorough examination of this horrible situation. Not the words from Donald Trump. Okay, continuing on. Documents detail early efforts by doctors at the lab and early efforts at containment. The Wuhan wet market, initially identified as a possible point of origin, never sold bats, and the sources tell Fox News that blaming the wet market was an effort by China to deflect blame from the laboratory, along with the country's propaganda efforts targeting the U.S. and Italy. U.S. Embassy officials warned in January 2018 about inadequate safety at the Wuhan Institute of Virology lab and passed on information about scientists conducting risky research on coronavirus from bats, the Washington Post reported Tuesday. So, in January of 2018, the U.S. Embassy warned that inadequate safety was, like, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, they screwed this up big time, okay? They were already conducting risky experiments and searches, and the U.S. Embassy warned us about that. We didn't listen. China didn't listen. The world did not listen. So I guess part of the blame could come back to us because we kind of very nonchalant about it and very naive about it, hoping that the Chinese government wouldn't do this. But they did it, okay? I'm going to continue on. Responding to the report, General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said on Tuesday afternoon, "It should be no surprise to you that we have taken a keen interest in that, and we have seen a lot of intelligence take a hard look at that. I would just say at this point, it's inconclusive, although the weight of evidence seems to indicate natural, but we don't know for certain. Even today, I see them withholding information, and I think we need to do more to continue to press them to share," Secretary of Defense Mark Esper told America's newsroom on Wednesday, referring to China. Esper added that he wouldn't speak to intelligence reporting, but that most people believe it began naturally. It was organic, if you will. I think in due course, once we get through this pandemic we're in right now, there'll be time to look back and really ascertain what happened to make sure we have a better understanding so we can prevent this in the future. So again, you have a lot of really key people in Donald Trump's administration kind of saying that this was all organic, and it is an organic strain of coronavirus. But how did it get into general population the way that it did and as high of an infection rate as it did? Those are all questions for the Chinese government that they refuse to answer, okay? So all I got to say is that when this first came out and when coronavirus started getting big, I was reading a lot of conspiracy theories about how China planned this and what they did first before they were planning it. They started building all these hospitals, and then they released it to the public because they knew that as soon as it got released to the public, that their main hospitals would get, you know, overflowing eventually. They'd run out of beds. So then they put out to the world, "Oh my God, we just built 500 bedroom hospitals in 3 days." That was probably a lie. They probably built them a year ago, 6 months ago, to make it seem like they could do it. And then I think they probably tried to get a vaccine. They weren't quite ready to get the vaccine, and this blew up in their face. And now, just like always, the United States is probably leaps and bounds ahead of the Chinese government in trying to find a vaccine, because the U.S. did it the right way. This disease comes out, infects a lot of people. Now they're trying to find a cure for that. They don't plan a vaccine, then plant the vaccine on the people, and then go, "Oh my God, we have a vaccine." They wait until it's insane to me. I will never understand communist governments. I will never do it. So anyways, that was the breaking story from the 15th. It's crazy how China did this. I'm just so lost right now in terms of how they could do this and why they would do it. China screwed the United States for decades. From Clinton on to Trump, they have screwed us. Donald Trump came into the office with the notion that we have to get back at China. We have to get our jobs back. We have to start making them pay more for our stuff. And he's doing it. I think China's mad. They're getting played by Donald Trump. When everybody in the media and a lot of liberals with Trump derangement syndrome said he could never do it. Trump, again, is proving that he can do a lot of things that people say he can't. So with regards to coronavirus, I have no doubt in my mind that, first of all, China's lying. They're either lying about their results and lying about how many people that are infected and how many people have died, and that they really had nothing to do with it. That's the first kind of dilemma that's in my head. Now, the second one is what this news story originates, is that they planned the virus, and they were trying to figure out how to unleash a virus and get the vaccine out and show the rest of the world, and especially the United States, that they could compete with us and can compete medically and find a cure that quick. That's what they tried to do, and they failed at it. It's unbelievable. China needs to be held accountable. China needs to be held accountable for the lives lost. I saw a post, I think it was a Ghostbusters actor. I cannot remember her name right now. It was the one with the girls, the one that flopped at the box office. She said Trump's name needs to be written on all the death certificates related to COVID-19. I disagree with that completely. First of all, because I think it's a very dumb, ignorant statement. Second of all, if anybody needs to be held accountable and if anybody is responsible for the deaths in America and around the world, it's China. It's China. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't dislike Chinese people. Like I said in a couple podcasts back, when I say screw China, I don't mean screw Chinese people. I mean screw China, the communist government that they have. They kill free citizen journalists because they're trying to speak the truth. When has America ever trusted a communist government? We didn't trust the Soviet Union. We didn't trust Adolf Hitler. We did not trust Castro in Cuba. We did not trust Mussolini. Why would we trust China? We fought wars to eradicate communism from the earth. And now we're just letting China dictate the world. We're letting China unleash a freaking disease, a virus on the world. And the mainstream media can't even point a finger. They're scared of China. I'll tell you one person who's not scared of China, besides me. It's Donald Trump, and God bless him for all that he's done for us. God bless his leadership through this crisis. It is insane. He has proven during coronavirus, during this pandemic, that he can work with anybody, Republican or Democrat. He works with Governor Cuomo every day. Governor Cuomo is working with him. Governor Newsom of California is working with him, and he's working with Governor Newsom. Governor Cuomo even said that Donald Trump is meeting every one of his needs quickly and efficiently. He said sometimes he'd call him early in the morning, and by early afternoon his problem would be resolved because Donald Trump fixed it. Now, like Cuomo said, they have disagreed on policy. They have disagreed on politics a lot. You can't fool anybody about that. But they don't disagree on preserving American life and stopping this virus. So God bless Donald Trump. When I come back, I'm going to show you a clip of Joe Biden's gaffes and someone I compare him to. I think it's very funny. I think you might crack up at this next part. Stay with me. So as we all know, Joe Biden has made a lot of memorable gaffes over the past year, besides the obvious case of pedophilia that's going on with him, grabbing and touching little girls, and that horrendous statement that he made about how girls in the pool, they'd rub his leg hair. I mean, how freaking weird do you have to get? Now, I understand you're facing a candidate who a while ago said that he grabbed women by the genitalia. I understand that Donald Trump is not a perfect man, but I have never heard, and I would never support Donald Trump if he made half the statements that Joe Biden makes. There's a difference between being caught up in the moment and flubbing a couple words. And there's also a big difference between just being plain weird and not having a clue what you're talking about. I'm Joe Biden. Support me. I'm running for Senate. What? I mean, when was the last time you ran for Senate, buddy? A while ago. Okay, your AR-14s. What is he talking about? When he called him a like a pony dog face lion or pony dog face liar, he called a union worker that. I mean, what are you doing? I mean, again, I'm thanking God that Joe Biden won, but I mean this in all honesty. Donald Trump would have kicked either one of Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden's butts. He'd have destroyed them. I think, honestly, now he might be Joe Biden a little bit worse. I would love to see Donald Trump and Joe Biden debate head to head. I'd start those debates next week. Obviously, you can't because coronavirus. If coronavirus didn't exist and we were living a normal life right now, I would pay money to go sit and watch Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. It will take 5 minutes before the American people pick a winner. Now, you're obviously going to have your never Trump liberals that will always vote for Joe Biden, but I'm talking about the middle of the road voters right on the fence that Donald Trump stole from Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton should have won that election in 2016. Or let me rephrase that. Democrats should have won that. Everyone should have just rode on the coattails of Obama. Joe Biden should have run 4 years ago. Joe Biden versus Donald Trump 4 years ago, Joe Biden would have beat him by a healthy margin. But you put up Crooked Hillary. I mean, good God, how dumb do liberals have to be to put up Hillary Clinton? You have got to be joking. And then they put up gaffe machine weirdo pedophile Joe Biden, who now cannot hide his pedophilia and cannot hide his dementia. Versus a communist. The Democratic Party is slowly going to crap. Slowly but surely. Whew. I want to show you this clip of Joe Biden's gaffes. It's about a minute long. I think they are just hilarious. Now, these aren't even some of his funnier ones. Like, I'm Joe and I'm running for senator. This is my wife and this is my sister. As he introduces his wife as his sister and his sister as his wife. Just weird. I mean, just weird stuff. Again, a big difference between being caught up in the moment and flubbing a couple words, or just having no clue where you are or what you're talking about. Listen to this clip.
I'm looking forward to this, man. You walk behind me in a debate. Come here, man.
Rich Fitzgerald, the county executive of Allegheny County Executive, being here, and
we don't always live up to that's who we are.
Go to Joe 30330 and help me in this fight.
We can speak out and be more straightforward.
Senator Joe, I mean, no, but I mean, think of, I mean, it's not about, I know you're supporting by saying booing, but look, here's the deal.
Union workers, the UAW took incredible cuts in their future.
You don't have here in Miami, in Florida. You don't have them here, and that is if you keep an audience.
All these breakthroughs we have with the whole, dealing with the whole, excuse me.
Help people who have or in fact are likely to get Alzheimer's.
By Wall Street bankers, CEOs, and hedge fund managers.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Right. I found that Julian, excuse me, the secretary, we sat together in many meetings.
My wife is a full-time teacher, taught all during being when we were vice president.
Poor kids are just as talented and just as smart as white kids. You cannot walk that back. I'm serious. That is by far one of the dumbest comments I've ever heard from a political campaign. I mean, it is just insane to me the amount of gaffes that he makes. Again, and some of those clips were just him talking way too fast for his tiny little brain to even comprehend what he was trying to say. But some of those were, again, poor kids are just as talented as white kids. It shows the true feelings of Joe Biden. Now, I didn't even show you anything, or that clip about him with the ladies touching his legs and his chest hair. I mean, just is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. And it's just insane to me. Now, I compare Joe Biden. Now, if any of you guys know me, you know I love the video of the kid stuttering about his dreams. Okay, now I'm going to play you that clip. And this is who Joe Biden reminds me of. No clue what he's talking about. Doesn't know how to say the message. But he finishes confident. Text Joe to 30330. Text Joe to that number. You see, you sound really dumb, and then you had to finish it confident. Listen to this clip.
Have you ever had a dream that you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
Do you ever have a dream and you want you could do anything? I mean, come on, do you cannot even tell me that doesn't sound like Joe Biden right there. You sound so dumb, and then you gotta finish it confident. I mean, those are the keys to success of the Biden campaign. Flub the first three quarters of your message. As long as you nail that last quarter of it, people are going to vote for you. False. That is so wrong. And Joe Biden will get absolutely destroyed against Donald Trump come 2020. I mean, good Lord. I mean, even starting this summer, he is going to have just such a rough time going up against Donald Trump. And the other thing that I find super, super hypocritical, and it actually makes me very upset, is knowing that someone is accusing of Joe Biden of sexual assault. Someone is accusing Joe Biden of sexual assault. Now, let me take you a flashback to Justice Brett Kavanaugh, when he was just a judge, and he was basically trying to get confirmed by the Supreme Court to be the next justice on the Supreme Court. He was filling the seat for a pretty independent guy, Anthony Kennedy. Now, this was something from, what, like 30 years ago that Republicans at that time said. Now, all Republicans agreed, every woman needs to be heard. You have to hear these stories. You can't just shut them down before they start. But the big problem that's arising today is that people are waiting 30 years until someone is going to get nominated for something big that you don't feel they should get, and you come out and you say that they raped you or that they assaulted you. You cannot do that, because I feel like it undermines the democratic society that we have in America and the democratic system that we have in America. You just can't do that. You can't wait. You cannot wait 30 years to say something. So again, Joe Biden's accuser, my only message is, yes, I would love to hear your story, and I'd love to know what Joe Biden supposedly did to you. And as always, in America, you are presumed innocent until you're found guilty. Okay? So Joe Biden, to me, is innocent right now. I don't think he's innocent of not being a freaking pedophile or just having dementia or whatever, but I'm not going to call him guilty on this. But the hypocrisy from Democrats and the hypocrisy from him is just astounding right now. Again, actions speak louder than words, and Democrats, when Brett Kavanaugh said every woman deserves to be heard no matter the amount of time, and now look at them now. The mainstream media was silent. It took them a month to report a story about Joe Biden's accuser. So I could walk in to a police station and say, Donald Trump sexually assaulted me, and within minutes, every mainstream media outlet would have picked that story up. They did it in 2016. They did it to Brett Kavanaugh. It is unreal to me, the hypocrisy. So first of all, if these allegations are true and Joe Biden did this, like I said about Donald Trump, if any accusation that has ever been made about him is true, he should not hold the office of President of the United States. If these accusations against Joe Biden are true, he should not be able to run or win the presidency of the United States. Period. My opinion on sexual assault stays the same, regardless of who is the victim and regardless of who is getting accused of these heinous crimes. Again, let me repeat that. If Donald Trump has committed a crime, especially any sexual crime, he should not be president of the United States. If these allegations against Joe Biden are true. He should not be able to run or win the presidency of the United States. Period. Period. I'm going to take a quick break. When I get back, I'm going to talk about your favorite thing ever, Donald Trump's accomplishments. I hope you enjoyed that last segment about Joe Biden. I just think it's so funny, the amount of gaffes he makes and then the comparison to the stuttering kid about dreams. God, I think about Joe Biden every time I watch that clip. It's just so funny. And I think about that kid every time I hear Joe Biden talk. It's just insane to me. Stay with me. I'll be right back. All right, guys, thanks for staying with me. Real quick, we're going to talk about Donald Trump's accomplishments. Obviously, these are before coronavirus, like I said. And just some things that I love to see. Obviously, again, before coronavirus, these are statistics put out by WhiteHouse.gov, and these are all true. I read over all of them. I think they're all great. Okay, so since he got elected, almost 4 million jobs have been created. More Americans are now employed than ever recorded before in our history. We have created more than 400,000 manufacturing jobs since the election of 2016. Manufacturing jobs growing at the fastest rate in more than three decades. Okay, economic growth last quarter hit 4.2%. New unemployment claims recently hit a 49-year low. Obviously, that was before coronavirus. Median household income has hit the highest level ever recorded. African-American unemployment, as well as Hispanic-American unemployment, Asian-American unemployment have all recorded the lowest rate ever. Women's unemployment recently reached the lowest rate in 65 years. Youth unemployment has recently hit the lowest rate in nearly half a century. The lowest unemployment rate ever recorded for Americans without a high school diploma. Under Trump's administration, veterans unemployment recently reached its lowest rate in nearly 20 years. Almost 3.9 million Americans have been lifted off of food stamps. The pledge to America's workers has resulted in employers committing to train more than 4 million Americans. We are committed to vocational education. That is a statement from Trump. 95% of U.S. manufacturers are optimistic about the future, the highest ever. Retail sales surged last month, up another 6% over last year. Trump signed the biggest package of tax cuts and reforms in its history. After tax cuts, over $300 billion poured back into the U.S. in the first quarter alone. As a result of our tax bill, small businesses will have the lowest top marginal tax rate in more than 80 years. Okay, Trump helped win the U.S. bid for the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. He helped win U.S. and Mexico-Canada's united bid for the 2026 World Cup. He opened ANWR and approved Keystone XL and Dakota Access Pipelines. A huge record number of regulations eliminated. He enacted regulatory relief for community banks and credit unions. The Obamacare individual mandate penalty is gone. God bless America. Trump's administration is providing more affordable health care options for Americans through association health plans and short-term duration plans. Trump signed the Right to Try legislation. I think that's amazing. $6 billion in new funding to fight the opioid epidemic. The United States is a net natural gas exporter for the first time since 1957. Trump withdrew the United States from the job-killing Paris Climate Accord. The United States, where's it at? I just read it. The United States secured a record $700 billion in military funding, $716 billion for next year. Okay, and our NATO allies, after pressure from Donald Trump, are spending $69 billion more on defense since 2016. Trump made the Space Force the sixth branch of the armed forces. He's approved more circuit court judges than any other administration. He confirmed Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. He withdrew from the horrible Iran deal, moved the U.S. Embassy to Iran. He concluded historic trade talks between Mexico and Canada to replace NAFTA, and now it is a United States-Mexican-Canada agreement. Net exports are on track to increase by $59 billion this year, and we have begun building the wall. So again, use this last clip as an argument to anybody that says Donald Trump has not done anything. Now, I hate this. When I ask people what they like about Donald Trump, or if they like Donald Trump, well, he hasn't really done anything good, but I guess he hasn't done anything bad. That's crap. He's done a lot of good stuff. Now, if you disagree with that stuff, if you disagree in principle with that stuff, that is called politics. But I don't want to ever hear this excuse that Donald Trump has not done anything in 4 years. I'll tell you what, he's done more than Obama. He's done more than Obama in 3.5 years, almost, than Obama did in 8. And then Bush did in 8, and Clinton did in 8, and George H.W. Bush did in 4. This is the most productive president the United States has seen since Ronald Reagan in the 80s. You might not like the guy, but at my excuse every single time, I don't necessarily like the guy, but he's doing a damn good job running our country. When I get back, I'm going to close out the show and give you a little bit of hope for the future. Stay with me. All right, guys, another show in the books. This is one of my favorite ones to make. First of all, because I got to make fun of Joe Biden. Second of all, because I got to exploit Donald Trump's accomplishments, something that no mainstream media outlet has done, and apparently no one cares about. Don't let them use that excuse. The typical, oh, well, Donald Trump hasn't done anything bad, but he hasn't really done anything good. Again, that's crap. He's done a lot of things good. And for my Donald Trump supporters that I used to be, that kind of hide in the woodwork and go, well, yeah, I guess I don't know about him. I haven't made up my mind. You know you've made up your mind. You know you vote for Donald Trump. Be loud and be proud and stand up for your rights. Now, a little bit of hope for coronavirus. As we saw with Donald Trump's 3-phase plan to reopen America again, he is doing the right thing by leaving it up to the states. He's not making one blanket clause that says, as soon as one state's good, every state's going to get opened back up. Trump knows what he's doing. He's surrounded by the top medical experts. Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci are by his side every day, and they are two of the greatest doctors and two of the greatest minds I've ever heard talk, period. But if you're like me, if you're like some of my friends, and you find yourself really getting frustrated, I know for members of my own family, out of jobs. My money's slowed down since coronavirus, personally. I know a lot of people who have no income with coronavirus. I know people taking pay cuts, people taking hour cuts, people going to work one day a week. For all you guys, first of all, every one of you guys is in my prayers. Second of all, little message of hope. It's almost over. It might be another month, but in that month, just like Trump said, we're going to see baseball stadiums packed, concert venues packed. We're going to see churches packed. The light at the end of the tunnel is slowly getting bigger. Each day it gets bigger. It's almost over. Be patient, stay with me, and just keep your eyes on the prize. Everyone's working for the same thing here. Everyone wants to be free again. No one wants to be cooped up in their house all day. I tell you, I miss going to the lake. I miss sitting with my friends around a fire, eating hot dogs and s'mores. I miss it. But I know why I have to stay home. Because the person that I'm fighting for is my grandma. I can't give this to my grandma. I can't give it to either one of my grandparents. Either set of grandparents. The fight is not over. But the fight is almost over. And we are in the tunnel, and we see the light, and we just got to keep pushing. Follow the rules, stay home, stay safe, and God bless you all. Thank you so much.